So we're here in Tel Aviv, and the last person I expected to bump into was Perez Hilton. Hello.
Hello. Shalom.
Shalom. So what are you doing out here?
I am the International Pride Ambassador for Tel Aviv Pride, and it's my third time in Israel. The first time I brought my family with me, my son and my daughter. Last time I was here, I came to see Madonna in concert. So that was kind of like gay pride anyways. But this is my first time here for gay pride, and it's really been eye-opening. You know, I had heard that Tel Aviv Pride was the second largest pride in the world, and I had read all these things about how accepting it was, but you really feel it being here and, you know, asking everybody, where's the gay neighborhood? There is no gay neighborhood. The entire city is the gay neighborhood, and going around town all week long and seeing gay pride flags everywhere you go, it's been a beautiful thing this week.
And you're here with your children. How are you finding that out here?
Great. You know, my kids travel a lot. We've been, well, mainly just North America. So we've been to Canada, Mexico, and around the U.S. This was their first long trip. It took a little bit of adjusting the first day or two. Now they're on this time zone and just loving it. I mean, they love everything about it, from the food to being on the beach to being in the hotel room and getting to watch cartoons, which they don't get to do at home.
And what about the reception sort of that you found out here? How have you found that?
Everybody's so welcoming and warm, and the only thing missing is a hot Israeli dude to take back to my hotel room.
Is that the plan for tomorrow then?
Or any hot dude, to be for that matter. They don't need to be Israeli.
So what's your plan for tomorrow then, during the parade?
I'm not sure if I'm doing anything officially, but my plan is to be there with my family. I have a fabulous outfit planned.
Can we figure out what it is? You going to give us a sneak?
Well, I'm wearing a simple shirt, but with the most beautiful, or some might think gaudy, pants that were handmade by Johnny Versace for a friend of mine who gifted me these pants. They were made for him in the 90s when they both lived together in South Beach. And I've only ever worn them once before, and I thought how appropriate it would be to wear those pants here.
So you've been out a few times. What would you say to anyone thinking about coming out here?
Do it. And June for Gay Pride is the perfect time to come, because it's hot, but it's not as hot as July or August when it gets even hotter here. It is the desert.
Perez Hilton, thank you.
Thank you.